Welcome back to Meiji Radio, guys, and today we're going to be talking about films. Today we've got a returning contestant, Jules Morand, the French. Say hi, Jules.
Hello.
And we've got Selena, the rising tiger. Say hi, Selena.
Hi.
And today I've got my co-host, Paulina.
Hi.
So today we're going to be talking about movies, and I think Jules is going to win. Who do you think, Paulina?
Well, I'm going to say Selena then.
Okay, I have a feeling I'm going to win anyways, but whatever. Do you want to do the same thing we did last time and give points to the hosts whenever they both get it wrong?
Sure. I'm going to be writing the points.
Are you gonna give me points whenever they get them wrong, or are you going to give yourself points when they get them wrong?
Myself.
Oh, wow, that's so generous of you. Okay, well, let's start, guys. The first question is, what are the dying words of Charles Foster Kane in Citizen Kane? I'll give you a few seconds and then I'll unbuzz you guys. What is it, Jules?
Is it Rosebud?
It is indeed. Mark 1 point for Jules, Paulina.
Yeah.
She did so kindly.
So, the second question is, where does Harry Potter go to school?
Okay, I'm the only one who buzzed in.
No, I'm pretty sure Selena did as well, didn't you, Selena?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she was... I'm the only one on it. Oh, yeah, but, like, I unbuzzed them, and I saw that...
Why did you do that, Jack?
Look, okay.
Yeah. Can I go?
This yes. is why you unbuzz.
Look, we're gonna give it to Selena, because you're already leading by 1 point, so, Selena.
Hogwarts? Yes. Yeah!
Okay, next question, guys. Who played Miss Robinson in The Graduate? Did I unbuzz you guys?
Yeah.
Do you guys not know?
Nope.
What about you, Jules? Got any ideas?
I have no idea.
All right, the answer is Anne Bancroft. That was a pretty hard question. But don't worry,
I've never seen The Graduate. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Next question is going to be really easy. And I'm going to unbuzz you guys preemptively.
Okay, so what is Darth Vader's real name?
Jules?
Anakin Skywalker.
Yes. Yeah, 1 point to Jules.
Yeah. Grand total of 2. Oh, yeah. That was higher than last.
Selena, how do you feel about this, about losing currently?
Oh, it's not going to last long, I
hope. No.
Okay, this one's a medium difficulty, and I'll unbuzz you again. What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? Jules again.
Snow White, right? 1936,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, in Snow White. Damn, another point to Jules.
Oh. Yeah, it was Walt Disney that was the first movie he made.
Damn.
I was there, actually.
You seem to be... This seems to be very reminiscent of how Adrian won, Jules.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, next question. This is a very difficult question because none of you have actually probably watched Transformers because it's so bad. But what planet do the Transformers hail from? Oof. Jules, do you not know?
I have absolutely no idea.
Dude, this is like your childhood, isn't it?
I've never seen Transformers.
Not even.
Really?
Sorry?
Not going, no.
I have seen Transformers, I don't know.
You don't know the famous planet? Wow, okay. Well, since you...
Yeah, when I was like, really young.
Well, I'll put you guys out of your misery and tell you the answer. It's Cybertron.
Dumb name for a planet.
Well, I mean, it's like metal and stuff, so, you know, probably makes sense. Okay.
Death Star.
Death Star? No, that's a great name.
Can I read the question now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Okay, so
the Matrix does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
Selena.
The red pill. Yes! I actually guessed that, you know. I wasn't sure. It's like a 50%
Okay, I think Jules is still leading, though.
Yeah, by 1 point, but...
Okay, guys, I know you're all romantic, so this next question should be very easy for you. Who sang the theme song from Titanic? So, yeah.
Celine Dion?
Yeah! Okay, if you wanna...
Mighty have fallen.
If you wanna do the question, Felina, go ahead.
Yeah. So, for what movie did Tom Hanks score his first Academy Award nomination?
No one. Jules, do you know? You have any idea? Wonder if I were to give you a clue.
Wait. I think I can guess this. What was one of his earliest? Is it Big?
Yes,
it is.
I mean, even though you didn't buzz in, we'll allow it.
Wait, hang on. Here we go.
Oh, there we go. You did it. You did it, Jules. Now it's legal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know you, Celina, you're definitely a Frozen fan, right?
Yeah.
So, in what way are Elsa and Anna related? As, like, in family terms. Damn.
What?
I think Jules already buzzed in, so I'm sorry. Jules
buzzed. Question.
They're sisters, right?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
What do you mean?
Good.
I'm sorry. You're like related. It's like relations, right? So they're both sisters.
What was the question?
In what ways are Elsa and Anna related?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Alright. Pulling
up. The next question is what 1927 music was the first talkie?
Was the first what, sorry?
Talkie?
Yeah. If you want some clarification on what talkie is, I have no idea.
Yes.
But talkie. Using your intuition and your giant brains, you can figure it out.
Can we get a hint?
Okay, so it rhymes with walkie.
No, not what talkie is, what the answer is.
Okay, so, do you know a guy by the name of Simon Lubjitsky?
Yes.
So, he loves to do this specific genre of music.
Oh.
What is it?
Something about jazz?
I mean, Selena?
Jazz singer?
Oh yes! My god, you're right!
No way.
You're right.
Woohoo!
That's amazing. Did you guess that completely as well?
Yeah, I think I've heard it before. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah.
Does that put Selena in the lead, Felina?
No.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What's the point? I like count. Jules has 5 and you have 4. Oh, okay, that's not that bad. That's good.
Very bad. I'm winning by so far.
Okay, guys, who's the main villain in Avengers Infinity War? Jules.
Thanos.
Yep. Sorry, Selena. You're pretty much identical, but Jules is a bit faster. Alright, Selena, so, if you will.
What's the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard?
Jules?
Nakatomi Plaza.
Yes.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Who directed Inception? Jules?
Christopher Nolan.
Okay, bonus point. Okay, this is for both of you guys. Bonus point. What other film did he direct which came out last year? Oh, god damn it. Jules?
Tenet.
Yep. Okay, that's 2 points to Jules. Sorry, Selena.
I like Christopher Nolan, sorry.
I mean, his last one wasn't that great, but okay.
Yeah, no, I thought that you were going to say Interstellar, but then you said last year, so I just guessed that one.
Okay, Polina, if you will.
So, what flavor of Pop-Tarts does Buddy the Elf use in his spaghetti and Elf?
Selena.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
That.
She's good at Christmas films. Hopefully that's a Christmas film.
It is, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a hint for the next question. This dinosaur goes rawr. That wasn't actually a question.
This is just park.
No, that's not the actual answer. Okay, I'll give you the full question. Okay.
I thought that was the question.
What island is Jurassic Park? Now you got that one right. On. Anyone?
No.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Things on this island go rawr. Jules?
Dinosaur Island.
Yeah, if it was actually called that, that sounds so stupid.
I don't know. How does that help us at all?
Okay, it doesn't. But I'll give you more of a hint. Okay, so the second word of this answer sounds like nebula.
Sounds like what?
Nebula. No. Okay, I'll just give you the answer then. I'll put you out of your miseries. What?
What?
No, please just let us move on.
Island Nublar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yikes.
Okay. Next question, Polina.
So, what shocking Wes Craven horror movie carried the marketing tagline, "To avoid fainting, keep repeating, it's only a movie"? That's a really hard.
Jules?
Oh, I know it. Is it the last house on the left?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay, next question. Selena, do you know Lord of the Rings?
No.
Have you watched Lord of the Rings?
Nope. I mean, that's me, but it's okay.
Because Jules will definitely get this one then. Okay, what mountain is the One Ring from Lord of the Rings thrown into? Do you get the question, guys, or do you not know? Jules?
Lonely Mountain.
Are you sure?
I don't know any other mountains.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That would be incorrect.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Selena?
I don't know.
The answer is Mount Doom.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the Lonely Mountain. That's the only one I knew.
No, it's not, apparently. Okay, I believe it's Polina's turn to say the question now, so I'll let her be the honest.
So, what pop vocal group performs at the wedding in Bridesmaids? Questions are hard.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys even know the answers without looking?
I knew a couple of the answers to these questions.
Is this a real band?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of them before you saw the question?
No.
I heard of Bridesmaids, and I knew all right, that...
permission to move on, please.
Okay. The answer is Wilson Phillips.
What? Who the hell is that?
I thought you'd know, because I thought Bridesmaids was pretty famous, but I guess not.
I've never seen it.
Not the band.
Look, okay, I'm the question master. I don't do the answers, okay? I'm the questioner. Not the answerer. Okay, so this one's easy, so hopefully no complaints here. What planet did Luke Skywalker grow up on? Are you guys messing with me now? What? Guys, come on.
I was going to give Selena some time, but I guess it's too
late. Okay. What is it, Jules?
Tatooine.
Yeah, it's Tatooine.
I thought I would give her a bit of a head start.
So she can look up.
Oh, you're going to be giving more time.
We always talk about Star Wars. I'm surprised you didn't hear us talk about the planet. But, alright. Okay, I don't think it's my turn to say the question, so Polina.
So, what real life on again, off again Hollywood power couple starred in the film Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
It's such a great name. Okay, I'll give you, if you say one person of the couple, then you get it right.
Okay, yeah, Jack, I'm not unbuzzed.
Sorry. I wanted to give Selena some time.
I know that Elizabeth Taylor is in it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you get it right. The other one's Richard.
Okay, cool.
The other one's Richard Burton, but he's irrelevant anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, Selena, have you done Harry Potter, Selena? Have you read it?
Yeah, she got the Hogwarts question.
Okay, good. So, just be prepared to answer this question, Selena. Okay, so, what subject does Snape teach in Harry Potter? Oh, thank God. Selena, you were first. What is it?
First.
Yes. There is totally no bias in us at all.
What do you mean? She buzzed in first.
I know.
Oh, no, you were just really happy that she got a point.
Yeah. Okay, your turn, Polina.
So, what year was the first Toy Story film released in cinemas?
Closest wins, by the way, so you can guess. Jules?
1995.
What? It is
1995. Yes. I was gonna say don't tell them the answer, so Selena might be able to just say the same thing, get a point, but yeah, I guess, yeah.
I just knew it was 90, so I went halfway.
this guy, he's got too much luck. He's too dangerous to be kept alive.
It's the ping. I'm too good.
What American writer / director starred in several iconic European-produced spaghetti westerns? Jules?
Clint Eastwood.
Yep. It's another point, Jules. I'm sorry, Selena. You should have told me what stuff you were familiar with.
I didn't tell you.
I know, but, like, we need to keep some competition going, you know? Alright, okay. Selena, have you watched Shrek?
Oh boy. Smash Mouth. That's my answer.
No, it's not Smash Mouth. But Selena, have you watched Shrek?
Yeah.
Have you watched all films of Shrek?
Think so.
Okay, you're good. Where does Shrek...
the awful fourth one?
What?
Have you seen the awful fourth one?
Me? No, I don't watch Shrek. I'm too cool.
But which one is that?
The Shrek Forever After with the little tiny guy. Was like a magician.
All right. Since you guys both know Shrek, where does Shrek meet Fiona's parents? Jules.
Is it? Well, I mean, I know that they're like the king and queen of Far Far Away, so I'm just gonna say there.
Yeah, yes. It's Far Far Away.
Yeah. Because there's that Funky Town song when they walk in, and there's the big Hollywood sign that says Far Far. I know this movie way too well.
How, Selena, I thought you watched Shrek. What happened to you?
I watched it. This means I remember everything.
All right, Blaine, it's your turn.
Okay. So, who played juror number 8 in 12 Angry Men?
Wow, that's a hard question. If you get one of his names right, aka his first or last name, then you get the point.
Oh, you can guess names.
Just guess okay. names. Okay, no, I'll give you a clue. Okay, so his first name, he shares a first name with one of the kings of England who was very fat.
Henry.
You gotta buzz in. Damn it! I thought Slytherin would buzz in before you and get it right. Alright, yeah, it's Henry, you get a point.
Yeah, no, don't give me that. That's just sad.
Yeah, don't give him that.
Oh, fine, fine, fine. We won't give him a point.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's Henry Fonda.
What?
Yeah.
I've never seen 12 Angry Men.
Well, have you seen 13 Angry Men? Just in general. Okay, so I'm pretty sure I said... Wait, have I said? No, I think this is my turn. Yeah, it's my turn. What Sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. What supernatural creature... Actually, before we actually do the question, Selena, have you watched Twilight?
Kind of.
Jules, have you watched Twilight?
No.
Okay. It may be a sin to watch Twilight, but I think the good weighs out the bad if you get this one right.
Okay.
No, not yet. What supernatural creature can Jacob Black turn into? Selena?
Werewolf.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I had absolutely no idea.
You're gonna say bat?
No, I was like, wait. Like, it's about vampires, but you can't turn into one.
Shit. Okay, so... Pulling, it's your turn, right?
Yeah. Okay. So the head of what kind of animal is front and center in an infamous scene of the Godfather?
I told you Godfather would be here.
Yeah, it's a horse.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
He cuts a horse's head off and puts it in his bed.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What TV show was Jack Nicholson referencing when he ad-libbed "Here's Johnny" in The Shining?
Who's typing?
Flynn is typing, but I've got it under control. Do you guys know?
No.
Okay, I'll give you the answer then. It's The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Call me Carson?
Yes. Call me Carson has his own TV show.
Yeah, I would watch it.
I would watch it too. Okay, since you both didn't get it right, I think Plinda gets a point, but I doubt she's actually giving herself points because she's too humble. So we'll move on to the next question. What superhero is the Man of Steel about? Oh my god, finally, Selena, you're faster than Jules. What is it?
Wait.
Doesn't know.
Okay. I'll give you 5 seconds to answer.
Superhero,
yes.
Yeah, what superhero?
Superman?
Yes.
No. It's the most obvious one.
Really?
Yeah, it's Superman. Yeah, it's Superman. Okay. This will be the last question, I think, because it's an...
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's an...
Wait, what's the point count?
Yeah, okay, let's see the point count. Polina?
So the point count is Jules has 16 and Selena has 8. Sheesh.
25 questions.
Should we make this last question worth 20 points?
No. I'm not doing that again.
Alright.
From there last time.
Alright. I doubt any of you are actually going to get this one because it looks pretty terrifying. But yeah.
Can you give some...
Sorry?
Never
mind. Right.
Continue, please.
Okay. You know, I'm actually not going to do that question. I'm going to do something that at least one of you kind of knows.
Do it anyway.
Okay, fine. What critically panned 1984 country musical comedy starring Dolly Parton and Sylvester Stallone eventually became a cult classic? It's a country musical comedy. That's what it is. Yes, Jules.
No, I just needed not to buzz in.
I had to buzz in.
Is the answer a song or what?
It's a country musical comedy, so I'm pretty sure it's a movie, but it's basically a musical.
When did Dolly Parton act?
Okay. I'll unbuzz you both again, and I'll give you a hint. So the first part of this word shares the same name as a particular river on the west side of Germany. Jules?
Rhinestone.
Yes! Okay, you know, I just want to do this last one because it sounds cool. So, that wasn't the last question. This is the last question. In what 1976 thriller does Robert De Niro famously say, "You talking to me? You talking to me?
You talking to me?"
Okay.
Selena, you want to go? Selena?
I don't know.
I'll go after you.
Okay. How about this? I'll give Selena a hint, and then she'll guess, and then Jules can go.
Sure.
Okay, I mean, so I'm sure of it, but... Selena, think of a vehicle, okay? And I'm saying to this guy, "You talking to me?" And he pulls up in front of me and asks me to get into his car. What type of car is that?
Taxi?
Yeah. Okay, that's the only hint I'm going to give you. Now you can guess. That was the first part of the word. That was the first part of the answer. There's two words.
Yeah, it's two words.
And you got to guess now.
Do I only get one guess, or can I get
a one? No, you only get one guess. You only get one guess.
You already gave me the first word.
Sexy. There's only two words, right?
Yeah, yes. There's only two words.
Saying, "You're talking to me."
Yes.
Yeah.
Taxi driver.
Yeah. What? Oh, no, no. You have to buzz in. You have to buzz in, Selena.
Okay.
It's legal now. Jules, I'm so sorry, but I forgot to mention that that was worth 1 billion points.
Whoa.
No, it wasn't. Okay, what was the actual score, Selena?
Oh, now Selena has 9 points and Jules has 17.
Yeah.
That was
that's not that bad.
It was very close. Yes.
Yeah. Just like
that. All right, guys, do you have anything to say before we leave?
I'm just happy I redeemed myself.
What?
Yeah, all I wanted was to not do as badly as last time.
Selena?
I don't know. I don't like the questions.
Yeah, I don't like the questions.
I gave you, like, easy ones, like...
No, I don't like the questions.
Wow, okay. I feel insulted. Well, anyways, guys, that was Magi Radio's quiz show. We hope you enjoyed, and we hope to see you next time. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.